now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
My advice to you is to start drinking heavily.
That's not a bad idea, but good day, America. Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off again today. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the attack. If you prefer Twitter, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. We got a big show for you on tap today, and we'll set the table on the other side. Obviously, college basketball going to be the focus. There is some other news, but it's probably going to have to wait, as we're going to be wall-to-wall college hoops as the round of 64 in the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament is here. But we'll set the table for this big show on the other side. Let's talk about ways you can check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the programming on Sports Byline on this St. Paddy's Day and every other day. You have the array of terrestrial radio affiliates that dot the landscape of the good old USA for Sports Byline, the array of internet affiliates that carry the Sports Byline broadcast network. But we're going to talk about platforms and devices and ways to take your radio on the go in 2016. There's the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen, as well as a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre on our homepage. So check that out at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. Download it to any device you can think of, probably a few you can't, be they Android, be they Apple, be they PC. Even just go to iHeartRadio.com. Wealth of on-demand content, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. That's iHeartRadio. TuneIn Radio, very much the same thing. App versatility, on-demand content, live Sports Byline Broadcast Network channel on TuneIn Radio. Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And let us not forget the American Forces Radio Network, where you can check out everything on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack. On the other side, we'll set the table for a big Thursday edition of the attack and then start knocking things down right after this short timeout.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Happy Thursday, and welcome to back to this edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 800-878-PLAY. That number again, 800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. We got a big two-hour extravaganza on tap for you. 40 after this hour, Dan Bonner from CBS Sports joins us. We'll get his take on the brackets, on the tournament, find out about some what he thinks about some of the top seeds and who's vulnerable and who's going to make it through to the Final Four, some of the double-digit seeds that he think can make some noise and move through this tournament. So we'll spend some time visiting with Dan Bonner from CBS at 40 after this hour. That's 8:40 a.m. Eastern time. In hour number two, right at the top, 9:10 a.m. Eastern time, 10 after hour number two, Patrick Stevens from D1Source.com. We'll get his take on the brackets as well. Patrick's brilliant. If you haven't had the opportunity to go check out Patrick Stevens' work, follow him on Twitter and check him out at D1Source.com. Guy's brilliant. And you'll get a glimpse into his insight today at 10 after hour number 2, 9:10 a.m. Eastern time. But the rest of the way, it's going to be all college basketball. There are some other stories worth getting to, and on a normal day we would do just that. Well, this is not a normal day. Not only is it St. Paddy's Day, so Jerry's going out to get drunk, and and he'll stagger back in sometime tonight for his show. But that said, he's going to go out and get drunk, as I'm sure many of you will. But a lot of us have round of 64 action, and the real NCAA tournament, in our minds, tips off at a little after 12 noon Eastern time. So it's going to be our focus all the way through. We'll start out by recapping the first four action from Wednesday in Dayton. And then we'll dive into this bracket, take a look at, you know, some of the matchups that we like, some of the must-watch games for today and tomorrow. I'll kind of take you through my bracket a little bit and give you some idea of how I see the first weekend of this tournament starting to shake out. So that's kind of going to be what we're going to do today. We're going to have some guests to help us through, but we'll get you as ready as we can get you for the big dance. That said, let's head to the first four. Day two of the first four. We'll start with the opening contest, which was a battle of 16 seeds, as Holy Cross tops Southern 59-55 in what was a rather nondescript, sloppy game that got a little interesting in the second half. The Crusaders jumped out early. They used a real pressure 1-3-1 zone that really gave the Jaguars all kinds of trouble. And it looked like Holy Cross was, believe it or not, going to run away and hide. And I didn't think Holy Cross would win this game. When you played as badly as they did in their regular season, even when the opposition is the Southern Jaguars, I just didn't see a way for Holy Cross to win. I thought it would be close, but I just thought Southern would find a way to win, and they didn't. You know, the SWAC tournament champions came up short against the Patriot League champions, who had a lousy year. They really had a lousy regular season, at a conference, in conference. So this little run they're on is a magical run that's shocking to everybody. They get their first tournament win since 1953, so that's great news. And now they kind of move on to the actual round of 64, and on Friday, they'll get Oregon out of the West region. I think it ends right there for the Crusaders. But getting back to this game a little bit, Southern went on a late run in the first half, a 9-0 run, to kind of make this one interesting. It was 27-13, Holy Cross, three-quarters of the way through that first half, and it looked like Southern was finished. That 9-0 run made it respectable, 27-22 at halftime. And then Southern spent most of the rest of the second half really trying to claw back into this game and stay with it, and they kept lopping points off the lead until finally, 1:24 left in the game, they're able to pull even. And from there, Holy Cross's star of the game, off the bench, Robert Champion, really takes over. He hits the go-ahead three in the final minute, and then he sinks two free throws to seal this one. And he came up big, 19-4 off the bench. So a nice victory for Holy Cross. Again, not a memorable game, but a close one at the end that caught your attention. And again, that 1-3-1 zone for Holy Cross really paid dividends, especially early. And Southern ended up spending the entire game trying to dig out of that double-digit hole that they were in the first half. They pulled close at halftime. In the second half, they kept slicing a little bit here, a little bit here, a little bit here off the lead until finally tying it with a little over a minute left. And then Robert Champion takes over and Holy Cross finds a way to win. Realities are when you're behind like that, and you battle and you scrape and you battle, when you never actually get the lead, well, then you're cooked. And that's exactly what happened to Southern. They spent the back couple of minutes, the back final minutes of the first half, and the entire second half scratching and clawing just to get even. So by the time, so literally with a minute plus left, they're even. But they never get over the top to get the lead. And Holy Cross clamped down at that point, never let Southern get the lead. And Robert Champion came up big. Again, 19-4 off the bench. And boy, was he great shooting a rock. I mean, he was an efficient 19-4. You know, there's all kinds of 19 points and 4 rebounds. In his 32 minutes, 6 for 8 from the field, 3 for 5 from deep, 4 for 6 from the line, 4 rebounds, 19 points. You really can't do it much better than that. Now, you know, to kind of spotlight how sloppy a game this was and in many ways how uninspiring a game it was, just take a look at the numbers, and the numbers do tell the story. Holy Cross shoots 45% from the field, 36 from three, 73 from the line. You know, they turn the ball over 12 times, and they put up a grand total of 59 points. Uninspiring. Southern wasn't even that good. 39% from three, 15%, 39% from the 15% from three. They only took 11 free throws. They grabbed 31 rebounds. They only had 10 assists. They only had 9 turnovers, but only 10 assists. You want to talk about too much one-on-one play. It was just an uninspiring, sloppy, dull game that became interesting late because it was close. But it certainly wasn't a compelling brand of basketball. And I guess in a close game like this, the two separating factors, Robert Champion and his real good play and making all the big shots down the stretch, and that Holy Cross 1-3-1 zone that helped them out to the early lead. Just an interesting takeaway here. And I got a kick out of this just going through some of the numbers. Just to show you how bad a season it's been for Holy Cross. If they go all the way to the national title game, wink, wink, nod, nod, they'll finally get to above 500. Yeah, I just thought that was hilarious. And here's another one. You know, I picked against Holy Cross, and I wish I had seen this stat before making my pick on this game. Here's an interesting little nugget. Since 2002, you know, when they started the first four, actually what was a play-in game, now it's been expanded to the first four, sub 500 teams, 7-2 in the tournament, including that first four action. That's pretty remarkable how these sub 500 teams like Holy Cross get on these runs that are able to carry it into the tournament against another mediocre team. On the other side, we'll talk about the battle between number 11 seeds in Dayton in the first four, Michigan and Tulsa. That's next, along with your calls at 1-800-878-PLAY and your tweets at Span56 at Sports Byline USA. I'm Joe Spano. You keep it where it is.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Better grab me quick before my knees give way.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, 800-878-7529. Toll-free number to hang out with me here on the attack. If you prefer Twitter, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. Speaking of Twitter and following us at Sports Byline USA, an opportunity to check out Best of Byline, two-hour block that we run each and every day on weekdays, 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific time. It's that second chance to catch the best and brightest from earlier in the day on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So make sure you follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA, and we'll give you some insight into what's coming up on the Best of Byline. So check that out. But let's dive in. Second half of the first four matchups. We talked about the Battle of 16 Seeds, which was a scintillating matchup. This one was every bit as scintillating. Number 11 Michigan over number 11 Tulsa, 67-62. And really another sloppy, forgettable game that, like the Holy Cross Southern game, got interesting late. And ironically, you know, some parallels here. They're interesting parallels, and they're kind of accidental in some ways. You know, both games were forgettable. Both games were sloppy. Both got interesting late as they were close late. And in many cases, 1-3-1 zone defenses were the difference in both games. That Holy Cross 1-3-1 zone early really helped them jump out and take that big lead as Southern had no answers for it. And Southern could never get over the top, and Holy Cross managed to make the big shots late when it mattered. Well, in many ways, same thing here with this Michigan game. Michigan jumps out early as Tulsa has some real trouble dealing with Michigan's 1-3-1 zone, that John Beilein zone that he's known for. First he did it at West Virginia, and then he took it to Michigan. And then kind of out of nowhere, freshman center Mo Wagner, he gave Tulsa fits all night long. You know, and really, this is a kid who hadn't played very much at all this year. And offensively, he wasn't huge, with only 4 points on his only 2 shots. But 8 rebounds, including 3 on the offensive glass. He only turned the ball over once. Never got in foul trouble. But he had those 4 huge blocks. So that 1-3-1 zone causing Tulsa all kinds of trouble in the mid-range game, in their drive and kick game, in their drive it to the cup game. They didn't shoot well enough to shoot Michigan out of that zone or control the game because, well, you're shooting well from deep against the zone. And when they got it deep in the paint, Mo Wagner was there to clean it up. So, you know, in this game where it was two teams that are offensively driven that both really struggled to score the ball all night long, it was that 1-3-1 zone like we talked about yesterday. We alluded to this yesterday and said, hey, that could be the difference. That was the expected difference and one of the reasons I picked Michigan. Mo Wagner was not one of the reasons. That came out of nowhere. He had 2 blocks all season long, 4 last night. Should be interesting if we see more of him against Zach August and Bonzi Colson when Michigan moves on to face Notre Dame. But these were two teams driven by their offense who both struggled incredibly throughout this game on offense. You know, there are points in this game where it was Abdul Rahman, who basically was the only guy who could score in the early parts of the second half for the Michigan Wolverines. And, you know, it was literally Michigan had that 8-point lead at halftime. Basically, there was a lid on the basket for Michigan unless it was Abdul Rahman who had the ball. He was the only one that could do anything in the second half offensively until very late when Zach Irvin hit the 3 after Tulsa had taken the lead 62-60 with just 52 seconds left. He then cans his 2 free throws within the final minute to ice it 67-62, the final tally in this one. Michigan over Tulsa in, as I said, close late, made it, you know, made an appointment viewing, as it were, made it must-watch television at that point. But certainly as you watch this game unfold, a forgettable contest, a contest that made the case that, well, these two teams really didn't belong here. And, you know, especially when you consider that these two teams that are driven by their offense really didn't show and was really quite disappointing. So with that said, you now have a number 11 seed Michigan going on to face number six seed Notre Dame in the East. I'm hard pressed to see how Michigan wins that game. Just off of this performance, off of their inconsistency all season long. And really, their entire resume here is made by the fact that they had a little bit of a mini run, including a victory over Indiana in the Big Ten tournament. But Notre Dame's offensive efficiency is one of the best in the country. They're a real good offensive team. That's where they make their bones. Bonzi Colson is an undersized big who can go out and step out and score from distance. Tough on the inside, finds a way to grab rebounds and do some garbage work. And Zach August, while not much of a post guy, more of a pick and roll player or a pick and dive type player, dives to the goal very well. He's become a very, very good rebounder. He has some consistency issues, but they've got interior presence, and then they got the usual cast of characters on the perimeter: Demetrius Jackson, Steve Astoria, et al. So they can shoot it from deep. They got a point guard that's a difference maker, and they got a couple of guys on the inside that can really have an impact. The 1-3-1 zone, that'll give Notre Dame a little trouble in this one, but I just don't think it'll be enough, especially if Michigan doesn't bring more offensive efficiency than they brought to the first four against Tulsa last night. So that said, that's our recap of the first four. I think it's time we get to the big dance, and it's here. And, you know, we're going to do more of this with Dan Bonner in just a few minutes, and then Patrick Stevens early part of hour two. But I'm getting real excited now. It's just about 4 hours away before we start tipping it off for round of 64 action. And it starts early, 12:15 tilt on CBS. That's number 4 seed Duke, number 13 seed UNC Wilmington. And, you know, it's funny, and we'll talk about Duke more as we move along. Their lack of depth. You know, Duke is, and this is a West seed matchup that starts it off. Their lack of depth, I think, is going to end up undermining them. Not necessarily in this one, but when they move along in that 4-5 matchup. You see, the funny thing about depth in a tournament situation, where you get adequate rest leading up to the beginning of kind of each round, doesn't hurt you on Thursday or Friday. Hurt you on Saturday or Sunday. Duke's not deep. They're one of these talented but limited Krzyzewski teams, and we've seen a lot of them over the last decade in this tournament. Wilmington will challenge them a little more than people might think. But at the same time, while Wilmington may challenge them a little more than people might think, I expect Duke to take that game. Where I expect the trouble to come for the Duke Blue Devils is when they got to take on a physical Baylor team that can also score and has a terrific point guard and goes 8 deep. I don't know what kind of answers they have for that. And to me, that's where the big challenge lies for Duke, and that's why I tend to believe that they're going to have some troubles. You know, so that's going to be the one that tips off the tournament, Providence, at 12:15 on CBS. And then you kind of move along. You got an 8-9 matchup between Texas Tech and Butler. That'll be pretty good. Colorado-UConn, another 8-9. That'll be good. One of the must-watches for me, Iona and Iowa State. Going to be an absolute track meet. And it ain't going to be easy for my man Steve Prohm's boys up in Ames. This one takes place out in Denver, Colorado. And these two teams are going to get to running. And A.J. English is a special, special player who would be on the court, perhaps as a starter, anywhere in the country, including at Iowa State. Then you run through, and there's some real intriguing matchups. I think the Baylor-Yale matchup, very, very intriguing. you know, then you're kind of moving along through the day, and there's some interesting 5-12 stuff and 4-13 stuff. You know, Indiana, I don't think, has an easy draw. I don't think Purdue has an easy draw by any stretch of the imagination in their first round matchup. I think Arizona's going to have fits with Wichita State. And I think the one that's going to wrap it up for the night out in Denver, that Gonzaga-Seton Hall matchup, that one to me looks like that's going to be a whole lot of fun. And, you know, we're going to dive a little deeper into this now on the other side, because we're going to be joined by CBS Sports' Dan Bonner. And he's going to be calling games from the Raleigh Regional for CBS. We're going to talk to him about all the matchups in the NCAA tournament next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Spend $24 right now at Napa, and you can get a free Napa Chase Elliott racing cap. Buy $24 of oil, get a free cap. Buy $24 of headlamps, get a free cap. Buy $24 worth of pine tree scented air fresheners. Well, we won't ask you why you need $24 worth of air fresheners. We'll just hand you a free Napa Chase Elliott racing cap. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last, offer expires 3/31/16.
You know that non-bank private equity business loans aren't for every business, but billions of dollars have already funded across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they focus mostly on monthly cash flow, not personal credit. If your business could use funding in less than 48 hours, I encourage you to research the private equity loan sector at BusinessLoansNow.com to find out how much your business could qualify to get. That's BusinessLoansNow.com, BusinessLoansNow.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Tech continues here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today. 800-878-PLAY. If you want to chime in, 800-878-7529. If Twitter is more your thing, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. We're trying to connect up with Dan Bonner, and we'll do so in just a second here and get him up on the line and talk to him about a little bit of this tournament, as there's a lot of ground to cover. But, you know, we'll dive in, and as I said, we'll hit some of these, what in my mind, must-watch matchups for today. Obviously, the 8-9s with Butler and Texas Tech and UConn and Colorado, they're always intriguing. But, man, the two games on next to each other really excite me. But joining us right now from CBS Sports is Dan Bonner, who will be calling the games down in Raleigh, North Carolina. Dan, welcome to Spano and Black Attack. It's great to have you here this morning.
Well, it's great to be asked. I appreciate it. How are you this morning?
I'm doing just great. Hopefully you're doing the same. No, you're getting ready in just a little while to start calling the action. And, you know, we were talking about, let's take a look at your region a little bit. You've got a couple of intriguing matchups here. You've got Butler and Texas Tech to start things off and kind of move on from there. Why don't you just give us a little thumbnail sketch of the games you're going to be calling and some of the intriguing matchups that you're going to be looking ahead to today?
Well, one of the interesting things, I think, about this tournament is, given the parity that has existed throughout college basketball, I think the games between the winner of the 8-9 games and then the one seeds are going to be fascinating games. I think that they're going to be games that the number one seeds could very easily lose, not only here in Raleigh, but throughout the tournament. Now, of course, that means I think the number one seeds are going to win. I don't think we're to the point where a 16 is going to beat a 1. I just don't see that with matchups. But I think that's what I see as the most intriguing thing about the tournament, that if you don't have a really, really good game in your first game, no matter who you are, you're going to have a game that you can easily lose if you don't play well in your second.
You know, interesting, and to stay with some of the overviews, because I think that's a great overview of what we're going to see, because it's really hard to spotlight too much when there's 32 games to talk about. We're going to sit and hang out for about 10 minutes. So that said, you know, you look at some of these teams that come out of these power conferences, especially when that power conference had a quote-unquote up year, like the Big 12, which was an absolute meat grinder, and some of the other conferences around America. And we think on paper that's an advantage, and we look at it and say, boy, they're well prepped for the tournament, tough game every night. A lot of times we see those teams come into the tournament and they're dead tired. You blink after the second, you know, after the first weekend, and most of their teams are gone. What are your thoughts sometimes on playing in these tough conferences? Is it a benefit? Does it help you prepare for the tournament? Or does it beat you up so that way by the time the tournament comes around, you're not playing your best ball?
Well, I don't know that you're not playing your best ball because your conference play beats you up, but I think you just hit the nail right on the head. The reason you have success in the NCAA tournament is because at that point in the season, you're playing your best basketball. And I think that has been the theme throughout this college basketball season. I read a quote from Jim Larrañaga of Miami, who's in trying to explain what happened during the college basketball season. He said, you know, any night you go out there, if you don't play well, you're going to lose the game. And I think that has, I don't know why, but that is the explanation for what's gone on in college basketball. The teams are all good enough. The players are good enough. That if you don't play well, you can very easily lose the game. And I think that's the theme of this year's NCAA tournament. It's not big conferences or small conferences. It's who's playing the best basketball on that particular night.
Again, some very interesting takes. And I think that because of that parity you talked about earlier, that's what happens. There's such a small separation in talent, and that's where we are. And with that said, if you were home watching this tournament instead of working, as you've been doing for so many years over the years with the NCAA tournament with CBS, what are some of the games that caught your attention in these round of 64 matchups, ones that as a fan of this game, as well as somebody that works on it, that you'd like to sit home with a bucket of popcorn and say, wow, I want to check this out. This is going to be some must-watch viewing.
Well, I think that there's some pretty good games on that 4-13 line throughout the tournament. I'm very interested in seeing what happens with that Cal-Hawaii game. That a lot of people are talking about how good Cal is, but Cal's got some things going on with their program. Hawaii is the team. How many people, I think, now maybe out in the West Coast, some people have seen Hawaii, but I wonder how many people who are watching the NCAA tournament have seen Hawaii play, know anything about Hawaii. I know I haven't seen Hawaii play, but I think that that's a really intriguing matchup. I think the Duke-UNC-Wilmington matchup is very interesting because UNC-Wilmington exists in the state of North Carolina. They know all about Duke. They have to be really excited to play against the Blue Devils. So that's just an example. I think the 5-12 line, as always, is pretty interesting. But one of the reasons I think it's interesting is because I think the Maryland Terrapins who have not played well are a team that, if they start playing well in the NCAA tournament, could make a very, very deep run. I like the Texas-Northern Iowa game. I think Northern Iowa is a very intriguing team. They've got some guys that play hard. They play great defense. And so I think that'll be a – and they play slowly. And so, but I, so I think that'll be a really interesting matchup against the Texas team that wants to push it up and down. The 7-10 line, as always in the tournament, I think those are great games. Wisconsin-Pitt, Iowa-Temple, Dayton-Syracuse, Oregon State-VCU, I think those are wonderful basketball games. And if you don't have your popcorn out for those, you ought to get it.
Well said. That's the voice of Dan Bonner from CBS Sports joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. And to kind of expand this out a little bit, we've talked about some of the great matchups, the ones that command your attention, kind of an overview of the tournament. If you were to look amongst these double-digit seed teams that, that we've talked about a little bit and touched upon, from the South Dakota States to the Chattanoogas to the Arkansas Little Rocks, etc., which of these teams, maybe Wichita State even, Northern Iowa, amongst these double-digit seed teams, who do you see amongst them as having the best chance to perhaps make a run into the second weekend of this tournament?
You know, it's interesting. When we're talking about double-digit seed teams this year, we're not simply talking about Little Rock and Yale and Iona and Stony Brook. One of the double-digit seeds we're talking about is Gonzaga. And I know that they haven't had the kind of year that we're accustomed to Gonzaga having, and I know they have a very difficult matchup against Seton Hall, who's playing very, very well. But if Gonzaga can get – they're an 11 seed. If they can get by that Seton Hall game, then I think they're a team that could make a deep run into this tournament because, after all, they're Gonzaga. They're pretty good. They've got some pretty good guys out there. So I would put Gonzaga at the top of my list. Now, another one, and they survived the first four, but Wichita State, they have a very difficult matchup against Arizona, but an Arizona team that has sort of been limping down the stretch a little bit. And so I think they're a possibility. And then a team I saw last weekend, and I'm not sure that they'll make a deep run, but I think they have a really good shot in their first game against Utah as a 14 seed, Fresno State. I was impressed with the way that they played. I was impressed with the guys who, you know, they've got a lot of different combinations that can beat you, and a Utah team that just got smacked in the finals of the Pac-12 tournament. Even though they've had a great year, I think they might be a team that's ripe for an upset by a double-digit seed.
Couple of more before we let you go. Want to give you a chance to get ready for today, get some breakfast and all those kind of fun things. Amongst the top line seeds, the number ones, the number twos, are there any that you see as particularly vulnerable? And are there some that you see, I think they really have a good chance of winning six games? You know, expound upon some of those top two line seeds and your thoughts on them in general and who has a chance to make a big run and who could end up going home early.
Well, I think, you know, when we're talking about the top line seeds, in my opinion, and we just said that whoever's playing the best, they're the ones who are have the best chance to advance. I think that falling into that category certainly are Kansas and Michigan State. I think that they're playing as well as anybody in the country is playing right now. I think North Carolina's performance in the ACC tournament indicated that they're starting to play back to the way that they played at various points during the year, particularly early in the season. So I think they're a real threat. Kentucky, sort of out of nowhere, is playing really, really well right now. And I know that they're not a one or a two, they're a four, but I think Kentucky presents a very interesting challenge. And of course, we all think back to that great game, maybe the greatest game of the college basketball season this year, was that Kansas-Oklahoma game. And we all saw what Oklahoma could do in that particular ball game. And they're a number two seed. So they're out in the West, and a lot of people feel like maybe the West region is a little bit weaker. So maybe Oklahoma is the team that could make a big run.
You know, Dan, before we let you go, do you have a Final Four picked out? Everybody does a bracket, even you guys who work in this. I was wondering what your Final Four is, and when we're all said and done, who you think may be cutting down the nets in early April as the national champion of the college basketball world.
Well, I'll give you a Final Four, but I will preface it by saying that I've been so confused by this college basketball season that I would not be surprised if anything happened. I would not be surprised if our Final Four consisted, in a year of this great parity, consisted of all number one and number two seeds. That wouldn't surprise me at all. It also wouldn't surprise me if we had a Final Four that didn't have any number one and number two seeds. So let's go with the Final Four. I think Kentucky is going to be in the Final Four from the East. I'm going to go much deeper than Kentucky. I guess I'm going to go down to the five line, and I'm going to say Maryland from the South. Let's go with the number one seed and say Virginia from the Midwest. And let's take a look, and let's put Oklahoma in there from the West. How's that for just an off-the-top-of-my-head guess?
That's a great one. A little home cooking with Virginia, isn't it, Dan?
Well, you know, I got accused yesterday by Tony Bennett of being critical like a Virginia fan, and I thought to myself, geez, the people at Virginia have been trying to disassociate us now for almost 45 years. They don't want it known that I went there. And so I wouldn't consider myself to be a Virginia fan, but I think if Malcolm Brogdon is fabulous for six games, they have a chance to win it all.
This might be the year they just score enough and the defense is always is there. Dan, thanks so much for a few minutes. It's really been a pleasure. Good luck down in Raleigh. Do what you always do. You do a great job. You bring unique insight, a lot of fun, big smile. And by the way, happy St. Paddy's Day. Enjoy it. Have some fun. It was truly a pleasure. I'd love to do it again real soon.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You got it. Bye-bye now. That was Dan Bonner from CBS Sports joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. There's his unique take on all things NCAA men's college basketball tournament. It was great. We got an overview. We hit some games that intrigue him. We got a Final Four and a whole lot more. Dan's great. He'll be working down in Raleigh-Durham, and he'll do a terrific job. Dan brings great insight. He's a lot of fun. He's a warm guy and an easy watch and an easy listen. And, you know, as I say, it's tournament time. This is what it's all about. You know, I've got my bracket made, and what I'm going to do, because I'm not going to sit here and go through every game and bore you to death and take you through. I'm picking this one over that one. Before we're all said and done here, I'll spotlight some of my picks and some things I think are going to happen in the first two rounds of this tournament. And then what I'll do at some point later in the day today, before the action gets too deep, because I've already got my bracket done, I will post my entire bracket on my Twitter page, and you can go check it out right there. But on the other side, we'll tie a bow around a terrific hour one here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
You wouldn't believe it if I told you this was the biggest loss of my whole career. Really? Great for you guys. So what if a bookie gets hit hard? Big joke. Big joke. Never occurs to you that I got a wife and kids like other people. Well, there goes the 2 weeks at camp I promised the kids this summer. What are you going to do with all that loot?
Get an operation so I can play my violin again.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Sounds like me on payday as the Spano and Black Attack continues here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 800-878-PLAY. That number again, 800-878-7529. Again, if you prefer Twitter, at Span56 or at Sports Byline USA. If you enjoyed interviews like the one we just did with Dan Bonner and the one we're going to be doing with Patrick Stevens, where we've now accumulated well over 12,000 interviews here at the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we need your help in protecting them, sharing them, continuing to build on this sports interview treasure, and digitizing some of the older ones. So we've launched a GoFundMe campaign here at Sports Byline. Go to sportsbyline.com/funding, watch the video by Ron, and it'll give you some of the details of why we need your help and what exactly you'll be doing. And if you're kind enough to donate, you can have a part in preserving and continuing to build this legacy of unique sports interviews. And for those that donate, we will provide you with a link that will give you access to a commemorative collection of Sports Byline interviews. So again, what you can, when you can, sportsbyline.com/funding. If you can help us, tell your friends. We really do appreciate it. We also appreciate the time of Dan Bonner from CBS Sports, who joined us just a couple of minutes ago. But now we're going to step aside for the news, and then an hour, and then on the other side, in hour two, I'll set the table coming out, and then we'll get ready for a big hour of March Madness talk here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Hang out here for the news.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
As we learn, Donald Trump won't be attending Monday's debate on Fox News. Some conservative leaders meet in Washington, D.C. today to talk about how to stop him. Politico reporting that organizers of the meeting going to discuss running a third-party candidate They call a true conservative to challenger Donald Trump if he becomes the nominee. An Ohio man pleads guilty to charges that he tried to help ISIS.
Authorities say 39-year-old Amir Saeed Rahman Al-Ghazi expressed his wish to stage an attack on the U.S. and even went so far as to try and buy an assault rifle. He also pledged his support to ISIS on social media, tried to get others to join it, and took steps to make ISIS propaganda videos. Al-Ghazi pled guilty to one count of attempting to provide material support to ISIS, as well as the two gun charges.
USA's Anthony Lucero. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell brushing off the president's nomination to the Supreme Court. He says the next president should name the next Supreme Court justice. This is USA Radio News.
ConservativeTribune.com is bold.
Anybody who would take away our individual rights and our individual freedoms, they're the enemy.
ConservativeTribune.com is brash.
Don't get stuck on stupid.
ConservativeTribune.com goes where others won't on explosive issues like race, Islam, and cultural values.
Islam will dominate not just the Muslim lands, but even America. And it's coming. It's just a matter of time.
ConservativeTribune.com is unique because it combines fact-based analysis with high-quality commentary from the conservative perspective. While other conservative blogs merely quote from other sources and add minimal commentary, ConservativeTribune.com combines the news others are reporting with a unique view on current events. While the mainstream media purports to be neutral, ConservativeTribune.com boldly embraces who they are. Conservative patriots who aren't afraid of a fight. Join in the battle for the soul of our nation at ConservativeTribune.com.
Washington, D.C.'s metro system up and running again today. It was closed yesterday for an emergency one-day shutdown where inspectors found more than 25 areas where electrical cables and connectors were damaged. Gun rights supporters vocal in their opposition to the president's Supreme Court nominee.
One gun rights group says Merrick Garland, President Obama's Supreme Court nominee, is anything but a political moderate. Eric Pratt of Gun Owners of America spoke to USA Radio News and said Garland's actually in favor of using executive action to stop laws that are passed by Congress.
Judge Garland said that that was okay. So not only is he anti-gun, he also supports executive power, executive decrees when they're acting illegally to push their liberal causes.
Pratt added Garland is in favor of overturning Antonin Scalia's landmark Heller ruling, which says individual Americans have a right to bear arms.
USA senior correspondent Jason Wirtz. Michigan Governor Rick Snyder going to be in Washington today testifying before a congressional committee about the Flint water crisis. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, is this the right price on paper?
Yes, it is.
That's low.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on the office items you use most.
How do you know what my office uses most?
We have low prices on pens, coffee, pencils, tech products, ink, and paper.
You do know what we use most. You're like a psychic.
Well, that's just what I see in your cart.
Oh, right.
Go to Staples for everyday low prices, plus special deals for even more savings. Make everyday low prices happen. Make everything for your business happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Yaron Vandersloot reportedly confessing to the 2005 murder of Natalie Holloway, the Alabama student who was on a school trip to Aruba when she vanished. Vandersloot's long been the primary suspect. Now newly released undercover video shows a reporter asking him about Holloway, and Vandersloot saying, "I am guilty and I accept everything that I have done." A new study links heart health with a healthy brain. We get more from USA Radio's Anthony Lucero.
Staying healthy might help boost your brain power. A new study found elderly New York residents who have heart-healthy habits scored better on memory and thinking tests compared to those who don't. Researchers say eating right, regular exercising, and not smoking all appear to play a role in maintaining brain function. The conclusion? What's good for the heart is also good for the brain. The results appear in the Journal of the American Heart Association.
A group of sheriff's deputies in North Carolina being disciplined for what they did not do during a Donald Trump rally. National correspondent Joe Gomez reports.
The Cumberland County Sheriff's Department in North Carolina says three deputies have been demoted and suspended for 5 days without pay for failing to discharge their duties. Another two deputies were also suspended. A 78-year-old man was charged with assault for socking a man as he was being escorted out of Donald Trump's event in Fayetteville last week. Speaking to Fox News, the O'Reilly Factor, Trump says he can rise above the hostility against protesters at his rallies, but he's not sure his supporters can.
The people in the room, in all fairness to them, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if they're going to stand for it, Bill, but that's what happens.
I'm Chuck Comer.
And this is USA Radio News.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Do you know what kind of a gold mine we got here?
See, my bank account, I wouldn't call this a gold mine, more of a tin mine. But good morning and welcome to hour two, or good day, I should say, and welcome to hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number again, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. If you prefer, Twitter, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. Big hour on tap for you. We usually run down the devices here, but right on the other side, we dive right back into guest mode. So you all know where to find Sports Byline and the Spano and Black Attack. There's iHeartRadio, there's TuneIn Radio, there's Stitcher.com, there's SportsByline.com, and of course the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out Spano and Black and all the other programming on Sports Byline each and every day. But I really want to set the table for the upcoming hour of programming and action here on the Spano and Black Attack. On the other side, Patrick Stevens from D1Source.com will join us. We'll get his take on the NCAA tournament at large and some of these great round of 64 matchups and, you know, just everything NCAA tournament in our 10-minute visit with Patrick Stevens on the other side. Then from there, again, I'll start giving you some of my picks and move you through the tournament a little bit. Ultimately, what I'll do is I'll post my entire bracket on my Twitter page at Span56. It'll probably be up sometime around 1:30 before the conclusion of any games. I've already picked it. The picks are locked in. There are no more changes that are going to be made. I'll get it up there. You know, after all my day of broadcasting is done, I'm getting out to meet some people and watch these games, so it'll take me a little time to get settled and get this and get the bracket posted. But it will be on there before action gets too deep. But on the other side, Patrick Stevens, D1Source.com, joins us next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Keep it where it is.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
My joints used to kill me.
I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
And Black Attack continues right here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. But now let's go out to the phones and bring in Patrick Stevens from D1Source.com. And this is really a pleasure for us. Patrick, good morning. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Great to have you aboard. I've been looking forward to this all day long.
Well, thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. I know you're down in Raleigh-Durham. You're going to be watching the action from there, covering all the action. So before we expand this discussion out, let's talk about the site that you're going to be watching the games from as far as the action. I know you've got a pair of 116 matchups and a pair of 8-9 matchups. Why don't you chronicle what we're going to see today at Raleigh-Durham, if you would?
We'll start off with the first game. You got Butler and Texas Tech, a classic 8-9 game, really a coin flip. Texas Tech making its first NCAA appearance in quite a while. Tubby Smith getting the job done as he has at so many other places. And taking on a Butler team that has really one of those fascinating players in the country, and Roosevelt Jones has really got this old man game, really. I mean, a guy who's 6'4", doesn't shoot threes, doesn't even think about shooting threes, and just has a really savvy, honed game. So I think watching him alone is a treat and makes that first game kind of interesting. Then you get Virginia Hampton in a 116 game, game that in-state matchup being played outside Virginia, obviously. Really a chance for Virginia to kind of get warmed up a bit. I don't see Hampton really posing too much of a threat, even though this isn't their first rodeo. They were in the tournament last year, so I think Virginia is able to get through there. The third game, I think, is probably the highlight for the fans down here, and that's a North Carolina-Florida Gulf Coast game. The Tar Heels, the ACC champions in both the regular season and the tournament, will open up their tournament play in a 116 game in the early evening session. You know, look for Marcus Page, Bryce Johnson, all those guys to roll into the second round. North Carolina has not lost an in-state tournament NCAA tournament game since 1979. They've won 27 in a row in the NCAA tournament in North Carolina. That streak should continue tonight. And then the session wraps up with Providence and Southern California, which I think is maybe the best game of the bunch. And you got Chris Dunn and Providence and Ben Bentel and obviously the Friars in the tournament for the third straight year. It's the first time since 1972 to 74 that Providence has made three tournaments in a row. And clearly the next step for them is to actually win a game once they're there. They face a Southern California team that was really a breakout team this year. under Andy Enfield that lost 20 games in back-to-back seasons, really broke out this season, were much, much better, really played a high tempo. You know, you think about what Florida Gulf Coast was like when Enfield was there, lots of athleticism, lots of dunks. You can expect the same. I would think that a game like that involving Chris Dunn could really really be fun on both ends, going back and forth. And so I think even though it's an 8-9 game, and even though whoever wins that game could be in serious jeopardy of not making it out of the weekend because North Carolina's probably looming, I do think that 8-9 game is one of the more entertaining games of the first round.
I couldn't agree with you more. Great summation of Raleigh. And it's funny, you talked about Andy Enfield and USC. If you see Florida Gulf Coast there and they're going to take on North Carolina, if you think this Florida Gulf Coast club is going to look like that Dunk City club of 2013, you got another thing coming. But if you want to see Dunk City from 2013, watch USC and Providence, because Andy Enfield at USC, as you said, that USC club looks an awful lot like his Dunk City group at Florida Gulf Coast, except these guys are a little more highly recruited.
Yeah, and I would tell you, the other thing that's interesting about them is they only have one senior on the roster, USC does, and he's played all 14 minutes this season. And so it's a really young bunch. And talking to some of the guys from that roster yesterday, you got the sense that they knew that other people didn't think that they were really poised for a breakout, kind of thought they were a year away from doing much. But it's a group that's been together. You know, you had four guys that are starting for this team this year that had started a good chunk of last season. So it's sort of a deceptively experienced team, even though you're looking at a lot of juniors and sophomores really playing the most prominent roles on the roster.
I think that's well said. And when these teams break out a year early like this, watch out for them the next year as those young guys become upperclassmen. I think they're going to be very dangerous going forward. But to expand out the discussion a little bit beyond Raleigh-Durham, if you were home, you know, with that bucket of popcorn, and I asked Dan Bonner this earlier, but I like to get everybody's take on it because, you know, with 32 games over 2 days and, you know, the way they kind of make up these pods and regions, it's hard to run through a bracket with any sense of organization. So what I'll do is have a little more fun this way. If you were sitting home hanging out in front of the TV or someplace where they had three or four TVs, you could put all the games on, you know, amongst this, you know, this round of 64 action, what are a handful of games that you'd pay attention to and that would be must-view watching for you?
I think to me, maybe the most fascinating game in terms of actually having a ton of points scored is Iona versus Iowa State. I mean, that has the makings of first to 100 wins written all over it. A.J. English for Iona, a team that has no problems just racing up and down the floor, taking on a very experienced Iowa State team that might be just a little bit overseeded. And so I think the Cyclones might have cut a little bit of a break. But at the same time, having to face Iona is not going to be a whole lot of fun. So that's a game that stands out. I think Seton Hall versus Gonzaga, the Seton Hall backcourt against the Gonzaga frontcourt, that's something that stands out in the Midwest region. I think when you look in the South, the Wichita State Arizona game, I wouldn't even think about calling that an upset if Wichita State wins that game. With Baker and Van Vliet, the Shockers probably have more legitimate tournament experience than just about anybody else in the field. And I think another game to keep an eye on, I'm not sure you see the upset here, but I think it'll be tight between Maryland and South Dakota State. South Dakota State has a veteran backcourt. They've been in the tournament before. Maryland having to travel all the way across the country. At the same time, Maryland has won its last, I believe, 11 NCAA tournament openers. And so I think that they're able to slip through into the next round. Indiana-Chattanooga in the East Regional, a game with definite upset possibility. Chattanooga won at Dayton, won at Georgia, won basically at Illinois earlier in the season. They were playing off campus at that point before the on-campus arena was renovated. And so I think Indiana's a team, it's a little bit of a mystery. You know, the Big Ten schedule really worked in their favor. They didn't have the toughest in-conference schedule. They caught Wisconsin at the right time. They caught Iowa and later in the season at the right time. And so I think they're a little bit vulnerable, as their Big Ten quarterfinal against Michigan suggests. And Chattanooga is certainly a really good team. And then I think also a couple other games to think about. You look at Texas and Northern Iowa. You know, Shaka Smart's done a great job. Northern Iowa, though, has actually seen a Shaka Smart team in the recent past. They played at VCU last year, played a double overtime classic. Wes Washburn, the hero of the Missouri Valley title game, had 27 points in that contest. And so I think that they'll have a pretty decent idea what they're getting themselves into overall. So, and there's a couple other games here, too, that, that have the chance to be kind of interesting, like a St. Joe's Cincinnati, who dictates the tempo in that game, and then Duke UNC Wilmington, where it seemed like Wilmington has a lot of depth, not really tested all that much, played a really poor non-conference schedule, but they play a lot of pressure, and they have a lot of depth, and they might be an interesting matchup for a Duke team that does not have a lot of depth and really needs to avoid getting into a physical game where the fouls pile up.
Those are the dulcet tones of Patrick Stevens from D1 Source joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. We got a couple of minutes left here. I thought you did a great job of not only spotlighting all the real intriguing matchups that are unfolding over these next couple of days, but also giving us a real good take on some of those double-digit seeds that could spring those first-round upsets and perhaps even make it all the way through the first weekend. Another one that I saw, I love that Stephen F. Austin and West Virginia matchup. Bob Huggins coaching against a former protege in Brad Underwood, and two teams that are mirror images of each other in how they play. And I can make a case the best player in that matchup is actually on Stephen F. Austin in Thomas Walkup, and I think that's going to be a hell of a game as well.
I certainly think it could be. The question with West Virginia in that spot is, do they just have so much athleticism that they can swamp a team that's a 14 seed, even a good 14 seed like Stephen F. Austin? I feel like you look at the other teams on the three line, Texas A&M, Miami, Utah, and I feel like I would have probably felt better about the Lumberjacks' chances against pretty much any of those teams other than West Virginia. I just find that to be, having seen West Virginia up close last year in the tournament and knowing kind of how they operate and seeing enough of them on TV too this year, that is a really tough matchup for somebody that's just been cruising through a one-bid league. But you know, at the same time, Stephen F. Austin is a stellar program, really, but beyond the class of the Southland Conference. And then I know with a team that's as experienced in the postseason as they are that they'll probably put up a pretty good fight nonetheless.
Couple more before we let you bounce. I just saw this come across in the last half hour. Cal point guard Tyrone Wallace breaks his hand in practice, and that's really going to hurt Cal. It's a Cal team I liked a lot. They were coming together. They were a young team that struggled early, thought they could give Maryland fits as they go through that bracket. Now I'm wondering, how much trouble may they have with Hawaii, and will losing Tyrone Wallace really short-circuit any chances of a deep run for Cal?
You know, they went without him for a little bit earlier this year, if I recall right, and they were able to kind of slide along okay. You know, the problem with Cal, regardless of who's healthy and who's not, is that they're not a great team away from home. You look at who was their best victory outside of Berkeley, and it was Oregon State in the Pac-12 tournament when Oregon State had played the night before, and then their next best victory was at Washington, an NIT team. And so I'm a little suspicious of Cal, even though they certainly passed the test of, do they have pros? You know that they have a couple pros on the roster, and so I don't know if they make it out of the weekend. You know, they're kind of paired with a team that's very similar to them, at least in terms of their season arc in Maryland. Both teams receive plenty of hype, more than either of them had in quite some time, and neither of them was quite as good, particularly out of the chute and into January, as I think a lot of people thought they were going to be. I think Cal kind of recovered a little bit and had itself in a decent spot by the end of the season. Maryland's struggling a bit. You know, the key with the Terps, Mello Trimble, the sophomore point guard, who really hadn't been quite right for a good chunk of conference play. And if he plays well, then Maryland has a chance to beat a lot of people. And if he doesn't play well, Maryland's probably looking at an early exit. So there's a number of teams in that sub-regional. I would have said that if you're asking to pick a pod where there could be carnage, that would have probably been my number two or number three choice behind the one with Iona and Iowa State and Arkansas, Little Rock, and Purdue.
Interesting. Before we let you run, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you your final four and if you've actually gone so far as to take it all the way out and who's cutting down the nets in early April as the kings of the college basketball world.
Well, I usually don't fill out brackets, but just for you, I'll give you Virginia and Kansas and North Carolina and Oklahoma, which is a very conservative set of teams to throw out there. And I think this year Kansas has been the best team beginning to end, or at least beginning to the end of the regular season. And it's probably the team, along with Michigan State, that has the highest floor. You know that they're not going to lose to somebody that they shouldn't, or at least there's no evidence to suggest that Kansas is going to really have too much trouble outside of that one really random setback against Oklahoma State in January. So I kind of like the Jayhawks, but I also think that any number of those teams on the first couple lines have a shot to make a deep run.
Well said. Patrick, can't thank you enough for a few minutes. Go enjoy all the action this weekend in college hoops, and we will do it again as the tournament progresses because this was really a pleasure. I look forward to it, and thanks so much for your valuable time.
Sounds good. Thanks so much for having me.
You got it. Bye-bye now. That was Patrick Stevens, D1Source.com, breaking it down like few can. On the other side, we'll dive deeper into my bracket. And that's what we're going to do the rest of the way on this edition of the Spano and Black Attack, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY and your tweets at Span56 or at Sports Byline USA. I'm Joe Spano. No flipping.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
When, boy, when are you going to get your act together?
no truth to the rumor. That was Dak Prescott bringing us back to the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number again, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. If Twitter's more your thing, at Span56. Or at Sports Byline USA. Remember to follow me at Span56. I'll have my bracket up in just a little while, and you can sit there and peruse all my picks and have a good laugh, because I may watch a lot of college basketball. Doesn't seem to mean I know anything. And you'll see how bad a job I do on this bracket. I'm going to try my darndest, but things usually don't go the way we think they will. That said, Patrick Stevens from D1 Source, great as always. I love this guy. We're going to have him on a lot throughout the tournament. He does a terrific job, brings great insight, and you know, we're going to have him on throughout the tournament to get his thoughts on what's transpiring. But I want to dive into, I guess, my bracket a little bit. We'll kind of take it through. We've talked over this show about some of the more exciting games to watch and the schedule and everything else. So let me take you through some of my picks. I'm going to kind of rapid fire through this the rest of the way, because it gets kind of dull listening to me ramble on. My pick this one over that one. It gets a little tough. But, you know, obviously we're in round of 64 action, and I'm really just going to start at the South and rifle my way through this bracket. Kansas and Austin Peay, I think we all know where that's going. I don't think the Governors have much of a chance. Hello, Governor. I don't think that's going to be a much of a contest. Kansas will be, well, it'll be extensive garbage time very quickly in that one. Colorado, UConn, an 8-9 matchup out of the South. This is anybody's game. UConn's hot at the right time. And Kevin Ollie teams, when they get hot like this, they're usually pretty good. So I'll take UConn here. Maryland, South Dakota State, this is not, it's tortoise versus hare matchup. This is not going to be easy for the Maryland Terrapins, who have kind of underperformed all year long. South Dakota State's a good veteran team. They got talent. Scott Nagy is a hell of a basketball coach. They will not make it easy for the Terrapins, but in this case, the tortoise wins the race. Maryland does find a way to, behind Mello Tremble and Diamond Stone, to win that one. Cal Hawaii just got a little more intriguing. As we talked about with Patrick Stevens, news just breaking that Cal's point guard broke his hand and he's not going to be able to play. So that hurts Cal. And I understand that they've overcome losing Tyrone Wallace before this year and been okay. But that's going to hurt them going forward, as they're going to take on a Maryland team, should they survive Hawaii. That's going to be no easy task. And initially, I like Cal. I think they're a very, very talented group. They do have a senior leader to go with all those kids. That said, this Hawaii game will be tough for them. Hawaii's good. Nobody sees them, but they're good. California finds a way to get by that one. I think they're hard-pressed to get by Maryland without their point guard. Arizona, Wichita State. And I've talked about this one a lot over the last few days. This 11 seed beating that 6 seed in Arizona wouldn't shock me at all. Matter of fact, I did pick them to win this game. Their toughness, their defensive acumen, the guys that have been there before, not being a vintage Arizona team under Sean Miller. I don't think Sean Miller gets out of the first round with his Arizona group this time around. Miami and Buffalo, Jim Larranaga's group is too good for the Buffalo Bulls. Iowa Temple. This is more of a knock on Iowa. I think they've got an uphill climb. They haven't played well down the stretch. I'll take Fran Dumphy's teams, which are always well prepared for tournament action. And Villanova and UNC Asheville won't be as easy as the point spread would have you think. Asheville can defend, and the fact that they don't have much size won't hurt them that much in this game, because Villanova, outside of Ochefu, doesn't have much size either. And so I think, you know, the defensive pressure, the pressure on Villanova to actually have success in the postseason, something that's been fleeting of late as a high seed, I think that could build in this one. I think Asheville's going to give them a tough time. So that's my take on the round of 64 action in the South. And, you know, you roll it through to round of 32 in the South. Kansas, UConn. I do like Kansas. I like Maryland over Cal. Miami, Wichita State's anybody's game. I begrudgingly take Miami, but would I be shocked if Wichita State escaped the first weekend and made it to the second weekend? Not at all. Any all Big Five matchup, Villanova, Temple. Villanova gets through there. You now head to the West. I like Oregon very much. The whole matchup against Holy Cross is not a matchup. It's a mismatch. And that'll show. Oregon rolls. St. Joe's and Cincinnati, an entertaining game. St. Joe's offensive firepower is probably the difference in this one. St. Joe's can just do a better job. These are two teams that play good defense. They're experienced coaches in Phil Martelli and Mick Cronin. The difference is the ability of St. Joe's to actually score the basketball. Cincinnati struggles to score the ball, and I think that's going to be the difference in this one. Baylor and Yale. Yale will give Baylor all it wants and more, but Baylor's good, and they're going to win. Duke, UNC, Wilmington. We talked about that one a little bit with Patrick Stevens. I don't expect Duke to have an easy time. And we Texas, Northern Iowa. A lot of people like Northern Iowa in this one. Wes Washburn, their terrific point guard. Their veteran experience at Northern Iowa. Shaka Smart's got Texas playing well of late, though. And I think you're going to get that in-state matchup between Texas and Texas A&M in Oklahoma City. I like Texas to win that one. I'm in the minority. I do like A&M over Green Bay. I like Oregon State over VCU. And Oklahoma over Cal State Bakersfield. And that's my run through the round of 64 in the West. I'll take you to the round of 32. Then I'll take you to the other side of the bracket in the next big segment before we take you home on this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Your calls are welcome at 800-878-PLAY. Your tweets at Span56 or at SportsByLineUSA. More of my bracket right after this very short timeout.
Spend $24 right now at Napa, and you can get a free Napa Chase Elliott racing cap. Buy $24 of oil, get a free cap. Buy $24 of headlamps, get a free cap. Buy $24 worth of pine tree scented air fresheners. Well, we won't ask you why you need $24 worth of air fresheners. We'll just hand you a free Napa Chase Elliott racing cap. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last, offer expires 3/31/16.
You know that non-bank private equity business loans aren't for every business, but billions of dollars have already funded across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they focus mostly on monthly cash flow, not personal credit. If your business could use funding in less than 48 hours, I encourage you to research the private equity loan sector at BusinessLoansNow.com to find out how much your business could qualify to get. That's BusinessLoansNow.com, BusinessLoansNow.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems.
Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
You don't want to go to the chair, do you?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Black Tech rolls on here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 800-878-PLAY. If you want to chime in, 800-878-7529 is the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the attack. If you prefer Twitter, again, at Span56 or at Sports Byline USA. And you can weigh in with it's all March Madness, so you can weigh in on your favorite matchup, your must-watch game, who you expect to get upset first, which Cinderella you think will wear the glass slipper into the second weekend. All that and more is on board here on the Spano and Black Attack, so please weigh in. Let's head back to that West bracket. I got you through the round of 64. Now I'm going to take you to the back of the weekend, round of 32 action. Oregon and St. Joe's. I do like Oregon. St. Joe's will fight well, but Oregon's good. They're real good. They're versatile. They can defend. They can do a lot of things well. Baylor and Duke. The lack of depth of the Duke Blue Devils is going to undermine them here. You don't see that bother you much on Thursday and Thursday, Saturday, or on Friday and Friday, Sunday. But when you get to Saturday / Sunday, it does become problematic. So I like Baylor to beat up on Duke. Their physicality on the inside, I don't think Duke will have an answer for as well. Texas A&M, I think will be a fun matchup. I like A&M better than a lot of people do. And I think they're very, very, very good. A veteran-laden team. I know they haven't been to the tournament, but it's all started to come together. They got two point guards. They got two stars on the wing. And they got a big physical young post. You know, Jalen Jones, Daniel House, Alex Caruso. That's a talented group. There's depth. Coach O'Morella's coming off the bench. I really like A&M a lot, and I think they're going to beat Texas. I expect them to make a very deep run. Oregon State and Oklahoma. Oklahoma spends another weekend living by the three. We'll see how long they'll be able to survive. Go to my Twitter, at Span56, and you'll see exactly how long I think Oklahoma survives. We talked about Virginia Hampton earlier with Patrick Stevens. It's going to be a problem for the Cavaliers. Texas Tech Butler will be a fun one. Tubby Smith's group has come in red hot, and I think they're playing their best ball of the year, and I think that's the difference in that one. Purdue, Arkansas, Little Rock. That guy, Chris Beard's got a broken hand, but he ain't playing, so that's okay. Little Rock's tough defensively. They've really turned things around there. Purdue's size is just too much. Haas, Isaac Haas, A.J. Hammonds, it's too much. I love Swanigan. They're good. Matt Painter's group is good. They're going to win that game. The track meet of all track meets, as Patrick Stevens said, and I've been saying all week, first to 100 wins, Iowa State, Iona. Iowa State will be the first to 100. I don't know how they deal with Purdue in around the 32, and I think Purdue will advance in that regard. I think Virginia will advance over Texas Tech in their 1-8 matchup as well. You move through 6-11 matchups, Seton Hall, Gonzaga. That's going to be a fun one out of the Midwest, and this is where we're covering the Midwest region here. You know, it's everybody says front court versus back court. I think the difference is that the Gonzaga backcourt has really grown up, and you saw it in the West Coast Conference tournament, and I think that's going to be the difference. Seton Hall will have no answers for Wilger and Sabonis, and the Gonzaga backcourt will hold their own against Seton Hall's very talented backcourt. I think it's going to be a hell of a game, one of those must-watch games of the weekend, but I do like Gonzaga. And then you end up with Utah-Fresno State. Utah's limping in. Dan Barner made a good point. Keep an eye on that one. Fresno State's been pretty impressive. Dayton and Syracuse. I like the Flyers. Archie Miller's group is good. It's the best group he's had there. It's better than his Final Eight group. I know they've limped home, and they end up running into Michigan State next, so it doesn't look like the Flyers are necessarily going to get through the first weekend. But they're good. They're real good. They won't make it easy for Michigan State going forward. Michigan State, Middle Tennessee State, the 2-15 matchup. Kermit Davis's group, and we talked to Kermit Davis earlier this week. They defend. They've got a player who could play on any team in the country. But will they be able to give Michigan State a hard time? No, because they're maybe the best team in America right now. So eventually Michigan State gets that separation over Kermit Davis's group. Michigan State advances. You now move it to the round of 32 in that Midwest, and this is where I'll stop, and everything else will be on the bracket, and then we'll move into the second weekend on the show as we get into the second weekend. But I do like Virginia over Texas Tech. I do like Purdue and their size and depth over Iowa State. Gonzaga, Utah's a hell of a matchup. I took Utah, but I don't think that's going to be easy. I could see Wiltshire and Sabonis getting the best of Jakob Poeltl. And then it's probably Gonzaga's matchup, and they would go into that second weekend where they'll end up taking on Michigan State, who's going to end up in a knockdown dragout with Archie Miller's Dayton Flyers. So your Sweet 16 group out of the Midwest, Virginia, Purdue, Utah, and Michigan State for me. You now head to the East. Carolina and Florida Gulf Coast, we talked about it. Carolina rolls. Andy Enfield's USC, I think, over Providence. Too many versus too few. Providence is Dunn and Bechtel and not much else. If they get a third guy, they got a chance. I don't think they do. I like Andy Enfield's group. Indiana and Chattanooga. Here's my upset special amongst the 5-12s. Chattanooga pulls the upset. They really are good. They can defend. Matt McCall's group will give Indiana 40 minutes of hell. They're deep. They're talented. Here's one of those 5-12 upsets. Kentucky, they're going to roll over Stony Brook because I don't think anybody on Stony Brook can stay in front of Tyler Ulis. That said, Jameel Warney, he will score on that Kentucky front court. I promise you that. Notre Dame versus Michigan. We talked about it when we were talking first four earlier. Michigan's offensive efficiency is going to spell doom for them. And this one, I think their 1-3-1 could give Notre Dame a little trouble earlier, but not enough. So we like Notre Dame there. I don't have the courage to pick Brad Underwood, Stephen F. Austin Lumberjacks over the West Virginia Mountaineers, but I think it's going to be a hell of a game, and it's going to look like each team is playing into a mirror. So I like that one, and I spotlight that one as one of my must-watches of the weekend. Wisconsin-Pittsburgh, two power conference teams that like to slow it down. Greg Gard's Wisconsin team's been great of late. I think they find a way to squeak out a close one. And Xavier over Weber State won't be easy for Xavier. Weber State's got some good talent and some good size that you don't know about. We talked to Randy Ray this week on the show, and watch out for that one. Xavier's not going to have an easy time. You then move to the round of 32 and the back of the weekend. Carolina over USC. Kentucky over Chattanooga. Again, won't be easy, but it's going to happen. Notre Dame, West Virginia. Press Virginia in their defense will probably be a little too much for Notre Dame. Demetrius Jackson is a terrific point guard. But, man, West Virginia turns you over, and they can score. You know, they can just flat-out score. And what I mean by flat-out score, West Virginia teams these last few years have always been good at defending, but they struggled so much to score that they couldn't overcome it. This year's group, a little different. I mean, they're not a dynamic offensive team along the lines of Iowa State and Oklahoma and some of these other teams that we've talked about. But they can now score enough to complement that defense that they're a dangerous out all the way through this tournament. You then get Wisconsin Xavier. Xavier's very versatile. They're very, very good. You know, again, I talk about the scare that they may get out of Weber State. But that said, I think they can go a couple of rounds in this tournament and get pretty deep. So when you set it up out of the Midwest, the way I expect your weekend to shape up, the teams coming out of the Midwest and going to the Sweet 16, North Carolina, Kentucky, in what poses to be a great Sweet 16 matchup. West Virginia, Xavier, in what poses to be a very intriguing matchup. So that's my take. That's how I get you through the first weekend. The entire bracket will be posted on Twitter for you to look at, review, scoff at, and laugh at, which is always fun because that's kind of what we do here on the Spano and Black Attack. And then, you know, the reason we're not going too deep into who I like in the Sweet 16, the Final Eight, Final Four, all of these things is because here's the realities. We don't know how many of these I'm going to get right. So to analyze a game that may never happen, well, not too smart. So what we'll do is I got you through the first weekend. We'll see how I do. We'll see how it shakes out. And then what we'll do going forward is we'll reset based on what's actually happened. But again, you should see what I actually thought was going to happen. And you can have some fun with that. Because for all the college basketball I watch, when it comes time to actually pick these games and fill out these brackets, I lose to everybody. And I don't think this is going to be any exception. I'm in a small bragging rights pool for cigars with a bunch of buddies of mine. And they don't watch a lot of college basketball. They're big sports guys, but they don't watch a lot of college basketball. And I get the distinct impression that both of them are going to beat me, and I'm going to end up buying some real expensive cigars for them. But that's the breaks. That's life. That's the way it happens. You know, how many times have you seen these pools filled out, and they're filled out by girls who like a given city, dated a guy in that city, lived there. I like the mascot. I like the color of their uniforms. This guy's got a nice butt. You know, whatever it may be. I even knew a girl who won one year because she filled out a bracket based on, and she picked winners based on town she had sex with guys in. And she was a girl who got around, so she covered pretty much a lot of these little areas, and it helped her pick her winners. She didn't say it as delicately as I did, but there was nothing delicate about this young lady. And if you ever got a look at her, you could see why she ended up getting a lot of action. Very beautiful young lady. Don't know what happened to her, but I always thought it was a great story. I've been beaten, like I said, I've been beaten that way. I've been beaten by kids. I've been beaten by everybody when it comes to picking these things. So here's the realities of the situation. Very educated opinions. We speculate on it all. We have fun. But that's why it's my desire to post this bracket on Twitter and give you guys an opportunity to take a look at it and have a laugh. So I'll be doing that in just a little while because I want to get it up there before the action starts so you can look and laugh and have that level of fun. And I think everybody out there in the Twitter universe should take advantage of that opportunity. So that'll be going up in just a few minutes on my Twitter page at Span56. So make sure you follow me there. Also follow us on Sports Byline at Sports Byline USA on Twitter. Make sure you're going to find out what's coming up later on Sports Byline and on Best of Byline, 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific time, that two-hour block of the best and brightest. You might hear some of the interviews we did here today, or you might even hear a big chunk of this show. But on the other side, we'll tie a bow around this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, another great edition of the Spano and Black Attack is in the books. It was another outstanding two-hour extravaganza filled with scintillating sports talk, interviews with the best and brightest in the world of sports. It really just had it all. And again, if you missed any of it and want to check it out, take advantage of following us at Sports Byline USA on Twitter, because you can listen to Best of Byline, that two-hour block of the best of the programming from earlier in the day, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific Time, right here weekdays on Sports Byline. And you can catch up with anything you missed. If you follow us on Twitter, at Sports Byline USA, we'll let you know exactly what's coming up on Best of Byline. Or take advantage of all the digital platforms that we're on. All the archived content on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher.com. Or go to our award-winning homepage, sportsbyline.com. And the best of our interviews are up there. And they're separated by genre. Whether it be your favorite sport or form of entertainment, you can catch them all. So there's really no excuse to miss any part of your favorite programs here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We give you so many opportunities to catch up on your schedule and listen to what you want to listen to. So take advantage of it. All right, we're out of here. Special thanks to my producer, Robert, the entire staff at the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, who I couldn't do it without. Until we meet again, I'm Joe Spano. Good day, all.